Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And today, the saga continues. Which saga is that, you may ask? The one about whether or not you should respond when you first hear from your ex when you're in no contact. I say no unless they say something significant, and can you believe it? There are still people who disagree with me. So I had already done a video on this. I didn't expect to be doing a follow-up way so soon, but something came up in the comments of that video that I want to address. So here we are again. But before I start, I want to remind you to be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future videos. And also to be sure to check out my new book, No Contact Secrets, at nocontactsecrets.com, and welcome back, No Contact Army. Okay, so as I mentioned underneath the previous video, which I will link below about ignoring your ex, someone who disagrees with me wrote a comment. And so I'm going to go through it and we'll deal with this yet again until everybody's on board. Damn it, everybody has to be on board. Okay, it says, it's bad advice to ignore an ex if you want them back. If you ignore them, how will you two get back together? So you twisted my words around. I didn't say that you ignore them forever. Of course, if you ignore them forever, you'll never get back together. You ignore until they say something significant. He continues, and by the way, his name is Chris So Calm, and he left a lot of comments. So it looks like Chris isn't so calm after all, is he? Okay. Continuing on, he says, in most cases, an ex isn't going to text you and say, I missed you so much, please take me back. That's right. They will do an indirect direct message. There's no such thing as an indirect direct message. It's either direct or it's indirect. You're either sitting down or you're standing up. You're not sitting down, standing up at the same time. So let's clear that up. And it will be something random like, what was that movie we saw with Brad Pitt? In any case, an ex is just dipping their foot in the water when they reach out to you. In reality, they want to catch up and talk. Oh, really? Is that what you really believe? That they want to catch up and talk? I don't think so. I wish that was the case. But as I've seen many times, they don't necessarily want to catch up and talk. They just want to see if you'll respond, if they have access to you, and then they will quickly disappear again. And that is one of the things, just one of the things that I'm trying to prevent by having you not reach out, because then it feels like you've been rejected all over again. It feels like the knife is going back in again. That's one of the reasons that I don't want you to respond unless they say something significant, which they won't, which is why you don't respond the first time. I know they're not going to say something significant, but you want to see what their interest level is. You want to see how hard they're going to try. You want to see if they're going to try again, because if they put out their little fishing line and you don't bite, what are they going to do now? How interested are they in getting back together? Okay? And so he says, your job is to stay calm and set up a date. No, it's not. You don't want to sit on the phone with them for an hour. During that time, you're waiting for your ex to reach out. You have to be doing work on yourself. I agree with that. A breakup happens because of problems. So unless you improve yourself, solve your issues, you may end up with another breakup. I agree. I get my advice from Coach Craig Kenneth. Okay, then why are you on my page? If you get your advice from him, if you worship at his altar, then why are you in my church? Because maybe, just maybe, there's a little doubt. Maybe part of you thinks, maybe I shouldn't reach out, because you see people commenting and saying, yes, I'm so glad I waited, and now we're back together. And there's a small percentage, maybe even 1%, that wonders if maybe I'm right. And I understand that the coaches that say, yes, respond every time, you tend to go with that because it plays into your need to be in touch. You probably have an anxious attachment style. I call it a needy attachment style. And most of the people that do disagree with me and that don't want to do this have an anxious, I can't even say that word anymore, attachment style, and therefore they want to respond every time because they want to appease their anxiety. But it's not helping you in the long run. It's not necessarily going to help you get your ex back if you're there waiting for them every time they reach out. And so I responded with, do you really think that if an ex wants to get back together and you don't respond the first time they reach out, that they're just going to give up and go away? Come on, you've been brainwashed. I've never said they need to say, I miss you in the first text, but it certainly can't be something casual either. To which he responded, some exes can be petty, and if you ignore them, it will create a game where they will want to retaliate, going tit for tat. Well, here's the thing, Chris. If they are being petty, that means that ego and pride is still involved. They're not humble, so guess what? They're probably not going to be willing to get back together, because when someone is absolutely dead set on getting back together with you, they realize they made a mistake, they're suffering, and they want you back, they are humble. And if they're going to be playing tit for tat, it's like, oh, you're not going to respond to me? Well, fine. They're not in a state of mind of getting back together. They are not, quote unquote, desperate enough to get back together. And so who knows if they were ever going to get together. Maybe, probably, they were just testing you to see if you would respond. And then when you don't, that's when they want to do the tit for tat. And so he goes, now, let's say they aren't petty. If you ignore them a few times, they're going to think to themselves, I blew it. They won't respond to me. But if they really want you back, they will start to say something significant, as happened in the video example that I talked about, which is the video we're talking about, the woman who got her ex back because she ignored his messages until he finally said that he was like freaking out and couldn't live without her, something like that. So we want people to get real. He continues, when you tell people to ignore their ex, you're aiming to have them be superior over their ex. No, I'm not. I just don't want them to get hurt a second time. You want their ex to come crawling back. No, I just want them to get their ex back. And it seems like it's for the ego. No, it's for the effectiveness of getting their ex back. What is the harm of responding to a simple text? The fact that it's a simple text is the harm, that you're just willing, after they threw you out like trash, they dumped you. Why do you think it's called being dumped? It's like they dumped you in the trash, and now they just come back with, hey, and you respond. What are you saying? That you can just dump me like trash and I'm here waiting for you? Like a doormat? No, that's not going to happen, not on my watch. If they're just going to say something simple, then they're going to have to try a lot harder. They're going to have to put a lot more effort into it. They can't just dump you and then come back with a simple message. It says, obviously, if they send a simple message and the dumpee gets all desperate and anxious, it's going to be bad. But if the dumpee remains calm and casual, they lose nothing. They lose. Trust me, they lose. It's really messed up for you to encourage a method that will ruin people's chances to get their ex back. No, darling, it will improve their chances. Responding every time your ex contacts you is what's ruining your chances. And so then the woman who I did the video about, the one that we're talking about, the one I will link below, she wrote in and she said, so I'll chime in. This video is actually my success story. I shared it with Lucia because I too listened to Craig Kenneth, The Love Chat, and The Dating Guy, and all three say the same thing. Now, don't get me wrong, all three are very good dating coaches, they are, and give good advice, except for this subject. As Lucia stated in this video, I was doing just that, responding to insignificant things and not sticking to no contact when he reached out to me, and it got me nowhere. As soon as I stuck to my guns and followed Lucia's advice, which I wanted to do for a while but was scared, that's the key right there. People are scared to do it. They don't believe it. That's why I keep posting about it and giving examples to support you and show you, yes, you can ignore and still get your ex back. It all changed immediately for the better. I know that I may get crucified for this, but I notice that it's usually the men in general who are very against this for some reason. I think it's because it hurts men so much to have it done to them, but it is effective. It's now been almost a month, and he's still being very consistent because I know he's very afraid to lose me again. So there is that little dialogue, and now I want to give you some more examples of people who ignored the messages and got their ex back. This one says, "Thank you, Lucia, so much for your amazing videos. My ex came back after 45 days, no contact, right on the dot. I couldn't believe it. He did not say anything significant the first week, even though he texted every day. I did not reply up until yesterday when he said he was sorry and wanted to see me. So guys, just hang in there. I know no contact is not easy, but it's worth it." That's right. Nobody wants to apologize right away. They're just going to try to come in with the least amount of effort, with just a hi or hey, what's going on? Just checking to see how you're doing. And then when they see that you're not responding, if they really want you back, then they will get real. Then they will apologize. Then they will say they want you back or something similar. And then finally, I have one last comment, and that says, "Thank you very much for your videos. I listened to many other coaches and regretfully followed the advice of always acknowledging your ex. My gut told me to ignore." And you know what? If you don't want to believe me, if you don't want to believe other dating coaches, listen to your gut. Believe your gut. It has the most neurotransmitters in your body. It knows what it's talking about. So she goes, "But I listened and texted back. It was short, but a good relationship overall. I think he was undecided, so he kept in touch with me, but my being receptive to him every time eventually killed interest level. Too easy. I'm now in no contact and moving on. Your dating advice comes in very handy, and I was surprised to hear that many things I do instinctively are right on." So this is someone who didn't take my advice. She responded every time she heard from her ex, and she didn't get him back. So I hope that I have once again made my case for not responding until they say something significant. So if you would like help getting your ex back and help with ignoring them, maybe you can contact me about private coaching. We'll send you the rates, and that is at theartoflove.net. And if you want more videos like this, please hit the like button and be sure to share. If you're listening on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.